Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, just joining the show, we were listening back to chatting up with Grenny late last year when his book came out, A View from the Center, and so much stuff I had no idea about. Like, you know, you see football movies, NFL movies, I don't care about statistics. I don't care about the mechanics of it all. But what is fascinating to me is the idea that this kid comes up, he wants to play, he goes to Notre Dame, he knows when he's a kid what he wants to do, and he gets his chance, and he comes to the NFL, you know, and he really becomes a real great, and gets to play ball with guys like Joe Montana and the stories that come along with it. And, you know, with all of this stuff back in the day, pre-cell phone, I think you got to have more fun. I think you got to get hammered and run in circles and do stuff and have a great time with your friends and blow off steam and celebrate your position in this life, which, you know, if you're a professional athlete and you're in a city that loves football and you're a good-hearted cat, you can get away with a lot, I think. Yeah. Like, I mean, you can have a lot of fun, right?
Well, we knew Grenny from the old building. And the other thing I love is here he is, a celebrated football player, and he doesn't see himself like this. But, like, the city loves him. Loves the Chiefs. They embraced them during the 90s, the whole thing. And then he went out a time or two with Montana and might have been out later than he should have been on a practice day or whatever. But I love it that it makes him human, that like he'd get home and his wife would be like, "Where you been?" And he's like, "When Joe Montana asks you to go out and go drinking, you go."
That's, you know what?
And every dude knows that story. It just didn't involve Joe Montana.
That's how I ended up smoking weed with Tommy Jones.
Born May 17th in Chicago, Illinois, he is a graduate of Notre Dame University, where he helped the team to their 1988 national championship. He was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, with whom he set the record for most games played by an offensive lineman with 169, making a trip to the Pro Bowl in 99, before retiring in 2001. He went on to coach at KU and Bishop Miege High School, has worked as a broadcaster, and today he's here to talk about the Chiefs' AFC Championship game this Sunday against the Bengals. Please welcome Chiefs Hall of Famer, Tim Grunhardt.
Ready? How you been, man?
I am doing outstanding. And let me tell you guys, I know it's really, really cool that the Kansas City Chiefs have been in 5 AFC championships in a row. Now let that sink in. 5 AFC championships in a row. But they got nothing on Johnny Dare. You've been number one in Kansas City since the 90s.
I wonder where you're going with that, you crazy bastard. I can tell you, man, I went back. I read that book for a second time. I just think it's a fantastic book, man. View from the Center.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. I had so much fun writing it, and I heard the intro. And yeah, so, you know, listen, I love to talk X's and O's and Jimmys and Joes and all that kind of good stuff when it comes to football. But I want to let people know what Tim Grunhardt's all about, and, you know, what kind of made me tick and how I got to where I'm at. And And the very first chapter talks about me flying into Kansas City and, you know, looking out the window, and there was cows that were walking around near the runway. And I looked over, and there's a this big city with big shoulders kind of sitting on a river. And I'm like, man, if this isn't perfect for a guy like me, nothing is. So I've been so blessed and so glad to be a part of this Chiefs kingdom for 30 years now. And, you know, we've raised our kids here, and, you know, I go to all the games. But, Johnny, I have to tell you this. I'm getting soft. I'm down here in Florida. I can't stand that cold weather. You guys got snow today. I'm about to head to the beach. It's about 86 degrees after I do that.
You listen, I wanted to get you on because out of all the players that we know and we've got to meet and get a relationship with, you're the one who worked with somebody that to me is so similar to Mahomes, of Montana, like a real great, like a, hey, man, this guy can pull it out at the last second because he has that kind of talent and that kind of courage. And, you know, there's not very many of those guys in this world.
Yeah, they're special. And, you know, in fact, I texted Joe Montana yesterday, and he got right back to me. He's just one of us, man. He's just a really good guy. And, you know, I told him I was watching the Cowboys 49ers game, and I was thinking about him and all the great things he did with that 49ers organization. And the thing that he always texts back to me is like, man, I wish I would have been there a little bit earlier in Kansas City or even stuck around a little bit longer because we could have won a Super Bowl. We had that kind of talent. He's just a wonderful guy. And, Johnny, I think I talked about in the book, and I think I've told you this before, Joe Montana loves Kansas City and would love to have lived in Kansas City. Just, you know, sometimes, like you talked about a little bit earlier, sometimes you just got to listen to your wife. His wife said, listen, I'm heading back to the coast. So either you stay here or come with me. And he went with her. But he loved Kansas City, and it's a great place. A great place to be a Kansas City Chief fan, and really a great place to be an ex Kansas City Chief player.
Well, dude, listen, Grant, you know, to follow a guy, to really like just to his to the testament, is you're still texting him, sending him thoughts. I'm thinking about you, man. Like that that kind of a bond doesn't happen often. I mean, that's really something. And I think Mahomes has that with this team. He's a young guy. He looks like he's got it together. He leads by example. And to me, he cemented his legend. Forget about all the statistics and everything else. He gets hurt. He doesn't want to come out. He comes out. Henny comes in, and he does a great job. And then he comes back, and he wins the game with an injury. And that's the stuff that movies are made out of.
Absolutely. And Johnny, you know, well, maybe you don't, but I think I've probably told you before, you know, there's a special bond between the center and the quarterback. Anytime you got a guy's hands between your legs, you have
that's
a special
a fact.
Bond.
Yeah. I subscribe to that same thing.
but you know what, hey, you're exactly right. You know, and being an offensive lineman, I often compare it to kind of being like a security guy or a protecting the president or whatever, you know, Secret Service.
Sure.
Where, you know, there's at times, man, when you know you got to come up and there's a linebacker like Junior Seau coming bearing down on Joe Montana. And, you know, if he hits Joe Montana, he's probably going to cut him in half.
Right.
And you got to just throw your body in front. You know it's going to hurt. And you know you're going to get run over. And you do it. But that's the bond that you develop with those quarterbacks. Is you're there to protect them. And that's what they got to do this week with Patrick Mahomes.
Would you say that I know that you get emotional during game, but would you say that that's an emotional bond with that guy, with Joe? Like the protection, the listen, I'm going to guard you with everything I have. Not just because it's your job to do it, but is there a deeper connection there where you're like, if he gets hit and somebody slipped past you, like that really hurts you?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with a guy like Joe Montana. And, you know, listen, before every game, you know, we'd hear rumblings from the other camp that, like, you know, we're going to knock that old man out of the game. And, you know, he better hope that I don't get a piece of him. You know, this old guy, I'm going to knock him around. And we took that personal. And we always would tell Joe, hey, listen, we did our job. And if you could play golf on Monday, if you can't play golf on Monday, then we didn't do our job. So, yeah. I would always ask, hey, what time's your tea time on Monday? And if he said, hey, it's at 3:00, I knew I did my job. If he said, oh, man, I'm too sore, then, you know, we better pick up our crap because we weren't doing good enough.
Dude, Tim, I'll tell you, I watch these guys, and the fact that they're only concentrating on what they've got to do, and that, you know, human semi, the locomotive is bearing down on them, and they just have to put it out of their mind and not consider it in the fact that they're like, I have to make this work. And it, to me, that kind of focus, that kind of an ability, just I can't even wrap my head around it.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that you particularly think about it when you're in the game. You got so many things going through your brain, you know, your assignments, your technique, your fundamentals, kind of what you need to get done on that play that, you know, in the back, you just kind of push all that kind of stuff aside. Yeah. And then you watch it on film the next day or when you wake up in the morning and said, man, that hit, boy, that really did hurt.
Yeah.
When you kind of remember it. But, you know, it's just part of the job, man, just like anything else. You know, you have to get up every morning or get over to that job by 4:30. You know, most people say that you're crazy for getting up that early every morning, but you do because it's your job. You do a great job of it, and that's our responsibility and what God gave us the talent to do.
I'll tell you, man, that story about Joe telling everybody in the huddle, calm down, relax, this is what I do, and then he did it. How much time was left on the clock?
Man, I think it was about a minute 14 or something. But you know, the backstory of that is Denver was kicking our butts kind of like we do to them now for a bunch of years through the end of the 80s and into the 90s. And when Joe came in, you know, we gave up a touchdown late. We said, oh, here we go again, and everybody's kind of bumming out, everybody's feeling sorry for themselves, everybody's nervous. And he walked in the huddle, man, and just said, hey, listen, I got this, don't worry about it. This is what I do, just give me some time and we're gonna win this football game. And he did. That's what made Joe cool.
No, dude, you're a legend. I mean, that's, you know, that's pointing for the fence and making that home run happen. You know, I mean, that's the stuff that, you know, legend is, and that's what he is. Now, Mahomes has a chance to do this, but this Burrows kid, like, you know me, I don't know anything about sports. I do know they beat us three times in a row, and that kid's really good, and it's going to be a game, like a real game.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't like Joe Burrow. I don't particularly like him, but I respect him because I tell you what, he has a little bit of that moxie, a little bit of that charisma that can lead a team also.
That's exactly why I don't like him. That's exactly why I don't like him. Listen, if he wasn't an opponent, I'd like him. But he's an opponent.
He's so cocky, man. He's just a cocky guy. But you know what? Those are the kind of guys that you want in your huddle, man. Sure. I mean, I know Joe Montana really didn't have that kind of edgy cockiness, but he was very confident. But, you know, when a guy comes in and asks him a question, hey, you know, how long is that window open for the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl? And he said, well, how long am I going to play? You know, the window is open while I'm here. And, you know, a guy that lights up a stogie in the locker room after wins, you kind of got to appreciate that.
Listen, all you guys, that era of football, I wish I would have had a better look inside that. Because, like I said, after reading your book, View from the Center, it's all of the TV and movies you've ever seen about football thrown in there. It's big guys who are blowing off steam, who are doing something great, who have to work as a team and can touch that greatness, that glory. But they're every day, you know, you guys are real humans. And I think so many people, you never get that because everybody's closed off. Now everybody's worried about a brand. Everybody's worried about getting canceled or getting caught. And I think the days pre-cell phone were pretty fun for you guys.
You hit it right on the head, Johnny. Yeah. And you know, you were doing radio back in the 90s. And
yeah.
When I was doing it, you know, some of those shows we had at the Levy and everything else, thank God they didn't have video cameras and phones that were taping everything we did, because we'd all be either canceled or in jail.
It's what a life, man. What do you think we're going to see this weekend? I mean, obviously we're all rooting for the Chiefs and we want to go to the Super Bowl, but I mean, this is going to be a hard one. I think they've got his number to a degree and they've figured it out. So how do we beat him?
Yeah, you know what? They do have our number. And, you know, you could say as a player that, hey, listen, you know, it's our turn, we're going to win, all those kind of platitudes. But, you know, when you look in the mirror and behind those brown and blue eyes and green eyes of the players, they know that, hey, listen, these guys have got our number and we have got to play one of our best games. And a lot of times what happens, Johnny, to be really honest with you, when a team has your number, you try to do too much. Or you try to do a little bit extra. And a lot of times when it comes to a team sport like football, when you're trying to do too much, trying to do a little bit too extra, or trying to do other people's jobs, then things fall apart a little bit. Offense and defense have schemes, right? And you got to fit into that scheme. And if you break down the integrity of that scheme by trying to do too much, by trying to do the job of the center if you're the tackle, or try to do the job of the defensive back if you're a linebacker, because you're trying to do too much, that's when it falls apart. So the team really has to just play within itself and play with the enthusiasm and the excitement feeding off the fans, And listen, this game is just as big for the Kansas City Chiefs kingdom and the fans than it is for the players. We've got to make it uncomfortable for Joe Burrow and that offense to be produced out on the field this Sunday.
You can try too hard, can't you? You can really, just to what you're saying, it makes perfect sense to me. The idea, because I see it in everything, if you'll just let it happen and do what you do, like let your natural talent and your ability come through as opposed to trying to force it, man, because you can't force that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I love about football, Johnny. And, you know, listen, I played baseball and all kinds of other things. And, you know, listen, I haven't played football in 20-some years, which is crazy to think back that far. But, you know, football is a microcosm of life. That's why I like coaching high school kids.
Yeah.
Because you learn so many lessons. You know, that's one of the lessons. If you try and do too much, if you try to get out and do other people's jobs and not do your job correctly, then you're going to fail. And the other thing is, and Johnny, you know this as well as I do, in life, man, we all have fourth down situations we got to convert, man.
Right.
And, you know, you learn in football that, hey, some of you are going to convert, some of you not, but you got to keep going. You got to keep battling. You got to keep trying. You got to keep focused. You got to have good friends to help you out. But, listen, not everything is always going to go right. Momentum is going to switch against you. And you got to find a way to turn that momentum. So football, of all sports, I think is a great microcosm of what life is all about.
Well, and you can see it. Like, the great example would be, and again, you know me in football. I'm not super technical about it, but
that's why I love coming on this show with you, man, because, you know, we get to talk about really what people want to talk about. You know, listen, it's not just about X's and O's, and, you know,
yeah,
and I can talk about cover two. I can talk about pass protections, all that kind of stuff. But people want to know what makes these guys tick.
Me too.
That's what's important.
Dude, I mean, but that's it. To Montana being so cool in that huddle saying, guys, this is what I do. He has to have that relax himself and believe it, because that's what it takes to make it happen. Mahomes, you see it, him do things that we had never seen anybody do, to the exact opposite. That guy from was it the Cowboys that's now missed all those kicks in a row, like four kicks or five kicks, some crazy number. That he's inside his own head, isn't he? Like, he still has the ability to be a kicker. He's blowing it.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, because even the best, even Joe Montana, people don't realize this, but we were playing in the Pittsburgh playoff game, and it was a cold day, and Joe Montana had gloves on in the game, and I think he started out in the first quarter like 2 for 10 or something in passing, and it started to get in his head, and he's like, you know what, I got to take these gloves off, and I got to make some adjustments, and he was able to do that. So, you know, the great players a lot of times are going to have these situations where, you know, you got to kind of get out of your own head and get back to what you do and how you do it and not be focused in on the mistakes.
Right.
And that's, I think, that kicker's done. And it happens. It happens to everybody in life.
It gets in your head. Sure does.
You're losing a little bit of confidence.
Oh, dude, listen, there's been days, and that's not even a joke, I've gone home and gone, I forgot how to do it. I don't even know how to do this anymore. Like,
yeah.
This is like something happened to me, and I don't know how to do it again. And I bet you I've had that 300 of those days over the years. And
yeah, it's funny you say that, because, you know, I do some radio segments around, and sometimes I'm like, you know what, it's just on a flow. I feel good. Things are flowing. You know, your mind is working right. And then there's other times you're like, what the hell did I just say?
I know, man.
And you're like, boy, that really sucked. And I apologize to everybody for it. But, yeah, I mean, that's just the way life is, man. Once again, the microcosm of life, football is that, where, you know, you're going to have crappy series. You're going to have 3 and outs, man. But, you know, you just got to keep on going. And then we see with Henny coming in, guy, there's a pro, brother. I'm telling you, that is a pro.
Oh, and I was proud for him.
I talk about a little bit in the book that, you know, a pro is like the best compliment you can give a professional athlete. That guy's a pro. Here's a guy that hadn't taken a snap all week in practice, really hadn't taken a snap all season, a snap that was worth anything, went out and drove the team 98 yards and scored a touchdown.
Yes.
That's being a pro.
Oh, dude, standing in the biggest shadow in the NFL, you know? I mean, you talk about the pressure. The guy who went, I'll do what I do now. He cemented himself as well, man. It's been a lot of fun to watch this and watch this team now. And we'll see what happens. We can get past the Bengals and go to the big one. But, man, I'm glad you picked up the phone and took a little time with us this morning, Tim.
Man, I'll tell you what, Johnny. Anytime, man. You know I love you guys. You guys do such a great job. And, you know, you guys do what Kansas City's all about. You know we have the Chiefs kingdom. And you know, we have all these, you know, different people that represent our community. But you do such a wonderful job, man, not only on the radio, but give yourself a pat on the back for all the stuff you do for charities and the bikers and all that kind of stuff. That's awesome, man.
Very nice, man.
Anytime you need me, you know I'm there for you, bro.
Yes, sir. All right. He is the great, the legendary, Tim Grunhard. Nice job, Tim. Hold on a second. Hey, stay there.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.